Episode 16, God Came Walking, The Pursuit of Grace. Scripture focus, Genesis 3:8 KJV. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. Devotional, after the fall, Adam and Eve didn't run to God, they hid. But God came walking, not rushing in anger, not thundering with wrath, but walking. In the cool of the day, the creator of the universe came searching for his creation. This is the first act of divine pursuit after sin entered the world. The Septuagint uses the phrase kai eikosan ten phonen kyrio to theo peripatuntos. They heard the voice of the Lord God walking. The voice, not just footsteps, suggests communion and intimacy. God's intent was not to destroy, but to restore. According to the Book of Jubilees, God's walking in the garden symbolized a rhythm of fellowship he longed to maintain. But that rhythm was broken. The Dead Sea Scrolls reflect on this passage as the beginning of exile, not just from Eden, but from peace, presence, and purpose. The writings of the Essenes emphasize the moment as one of opportunity. Despite sin, the door to communion was still open. God's question that follows, "Where art thou?" is not one of location, but of relationship. It's the cry of a father seeking his child. God still walks, he still seeks. In Luke 19:10, Jesus said, "For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost." This same divine pursuit continues in our lives today. Even in our guilt, God draws near. Are we hiding today, not in trees but in busy schedules, numbing distractions or buried shame? God is still walking, his spirit still calls, and his grace is still enough. He didn't wait for Adam and Eve to clean themselves up. He met them in their mess. And he meets us the same way, offering grace where we expect judgment, love where we fear rejection. Let's respond to his voice. Let's stop hiding and start listening. Let his presence draw us out of the shadows and back into fellowship. When God walks toward us, he comes not to punish, but to reconnect. He asks, "Where are you?" Not because he doesn't know our location, but because he desires us to recognize how far we've drifted and to return. He longs for a relationship more than he demands perfection. We don't have to fear his footsteps. They are the sound of mercy moving through our lives. They are the reminder that even in our worst moments, we are not forgotten. He walks among us still, calling us to step forward into his love. He also invites us to walk with him, not just to be found, but to stay near. Just as Enoch walked with God, we are invited into daily fellowship. To walk with God is to journey with purpose, to be led by his Spirit, and to abide in his truth. His presence doesn't just rescue, it leads, sustains, and transforms. Heavenly Father, thank you for seeking us even when we are hiding. Your pursuit is filled with love, not condemnation. You walk into our brokenness and call us by name. Help us to respond. Help us to step into your presence and trust in your mercy. May our hearts be drawn to the sound of your voice and never again hide in fear. Teach us to hear your footsteps as the rhythm of grace, not wrath. May our souls run to meet you and not shrink away. And may we always trust that you come to heal and to restore. Let us not only be found by you, but walk closely with you all our days. In Jesus' name, amen. Broadcast information. A new devotional is available weekly on KRRB Revelation Radio in East Texas at 1700 a.m. They are also broadcast to more than 160 countries worldwide on revelationradio.net. We hope you will join us each week as we walk through the Word together.